You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
I'm here at the Northern Ireland RNIB Tech Fair 2026, joined by Richard Moore, who is the CEO of the charity Children in Crossfire. Hi, Richard.
Hello, how are you doing?
I'm doing well, thanks. Thanks so much for talking to us.
Not at all, my pleasure.
So you are a big advocate for how tech helps you live your everyday life and do your job. Can you tell us about some of the tech that you use all the time?
Yeah, well, I mean, I've been employment all my adult life. So I'm 64 now, right? But I've been self-employed for a good part of my life, run my own business, and then I set up a children's charity, which you mentioned there, and we're celebrating our 30th anniversary this year, Children in Crossfire. But I don't think I would be able to maintain a full-time job if it hadn't been for technology. At the minute, I have my laptop with the JAW screen reading software on it, which talks, so I'm able to do my emails, I'm able to, you know, read all the documents that's required, Excel documents, all the budget stuff. You know, when you are the CEO of an international charity, then you need to be able to read reports, you need to be able to look at budgets, you need to be able to, you know, correspond with all my colleagues in different parts of the world, and my computer allows me to do that. And also, you know, to keep abreast of what's going on in the sector. Then, you know, I also have my Braille computer, because you do attend a lot of meetings. Can be distracting for visually, or people who can see that if a computer talking all the time. Whereas I have my Braille computer sitting there and I'm able to read my notes. I'm not a fast Braille reader by any stretch of imagination, but I can manage it enough that if I have notes or questions that I want to ask, or I just want to take notes, then I can do it all on the Braille computer and so be able to sort of manage myself and agendas at meetings and things like that. Yeah. And then, of course, you have your iPhone. Mm-hmm. I remember years ago, traveling and not being able to read the news, not being able to keep abreast of things, whereas now everything's at the end of your thumb. You just flick along your phone. And I also have the Meta glasses, which I'm wearing at the minute.
Why are they helpful for a fair like this, or for an event like this?
I think an event like this is amazing because visually impaired people need to see what's available. The families of visually impaired people need to see what's available, because genuinely they don't know what's fully out there. Technology's moving that fast. And like I try to keep ahead of technology, but even I learn things when I come here. So the glasses to me are a cheap and effective way, a cost-effective way for visually impaired people, again, to push the horizons. Been able to read documents, lift a magazine, lift a newspaper, lift a letter, handwritten or not, and be able to read it by just asking your glasses to read it to you. And also, you know, been able to describe where you are in a room. Like I was in a hotel room one day and I couldn't find my iPhone. So I asked the glasses, you know, I stood in a strategic point in the room and said, you know, look and find my glasses or find my phone. And it told me where the phone was. And, you know, it's incredible what it does. And that's leaving aside your ability to operate your phone hands-free, take calls, make calls, listen to text messages, send text messages, WhatsApp calls. All that's available through your glasses. And it's not expensive. Like years ago, I reckon glasses like this would have been in the thousands. Mm-hmm. Now you're talking about, you know, somewhere between £300 and £400, which, you know, And they're nice and they're trendy glasses as well, because I have two daughters and loads of friends who would not let me wear anything that doesn't look the part. And I mean, so it's not like you're looking out of the ordinary. It's not like it says, oh, there, I am blind or anything on them. You fit in very well, and they do everything that you need to do. So the Meta glass to me is one of the greatest innovations. One, because of the price, and two, because of what it can do.
Yeah, it sounds like it's made a huge difference to sort of giving you back more time, helping you explore more things independently. For the next, if we think kind of 5 years on, what are some other innovations you'd like to experience in tech for blind and partially sighted people?
Well, I think, you know, they're looking at, you know, technology there for people to move about a lot more, lot easier, so that you see the smart white stick up there, the smart stick, and that you can, like I was just getting a wee, I don't use a white stick, but I would be looking at something like that, thinking, well, you know, this this is using technology to let you know what the six C's basically, and you're able to walk freely. I also think it'd be great to get things in real time. You know, the minute the glasses, if you want to look at something or you're walking down the street or whatever, you have to ask it to take a picture, which is fine, it's great, but you know, it's well advanced from what you had before it. But imagine it was able to do things in real time. You know, where it's actually seeing things as it's happening and communicating to you. And, you know, with the advancements of, 5G on your mobile phone and internet getting a lot faster and mobile phone data getting a lot faster, then real time isn't a pipe dream. I think it's a very strong possibility. And then any help around the home. And one of the greatest things about the RNAB, and a lot of people don't realise this about the RNAB, and I used to be on the board of the RNAB, so I'm very familiar with it, and they're an organisation that has helped me throughout my, since I lost my sight when I was 10 years old. But I mean, what they don't realise is, like, I have a television in the house that talks. You know, I have my, there's other equipment in the house that talks, even things like Alexa and all that. But the RNAB were very much in the driving seat behind making sure that that was available to blind people, encouraging tech companies like Samsung or whoever you would talk about, Hitachi or whatever companies there is, to get them to include that type of technology in their equipment, whether it be a dishwasher, whether it be a washing machine, whether it be a microwave. All that is mainstream now. We just take it for granted. But the reality is there's a lot of working on there. So I suppose, to get back to your question, where I think real-time information would be good, and seeing and hearing things as it happens, as opposed to sort of, say, having to take a picture. But I'm not complaining. I just think that would be a great advantage.
Yeah, absolutely. And for other blind and partially sighted people in Northern Ireland, for this area specifically, like, what is a change that you'd like to make life easier, or a project that you'd like to see happen?
I do think that technology is the way forward. I genuinely do. I think accessibility, I suppose, is a buzzword, and it means a lot. Accessibility to buildings, accessibility in the street, accessibility in the supermarkets where you do your shopping, making sure websites, making sure whatever technology is out there, whatever equipment you get, it's all accessible. You know, public transport is a big bugbear of mine. I think that should be made more accessible and more information available to, say, blind travellers. If you're looking to find a toilet, for example, on a train, you know, what are you supposed to do? How are you supposed to know where it is? All that sort of stuff should be available when you're walking through supermarkets and all that. Visually impaired people like me have a lot to offer. They want to work, they want to be in employment, and it's just important that employers and people like that engage with the technology as well. Because, like, you have no difficulty as an employer buying a computer for a new employee, getting them their laptop or whatever they need. It just takes a wee step further to be able to make employment accessible to visually impaired people. But don't do it in a way that's a tick box. Do it in a way that visually impaired people are consulted, that the disabled person get their ideas, because there's nobody knows better than me for what I need than me.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much, Richard Moore, for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.